Welcome to Bold in Business, where strategy meets personal development and emotional mastery. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, qualified coach, a mom, and an advocate for breaking the rules and doing things your way. Each week, we'll dive into unfiltered conversations on the topics that matter most to female entrepreneurs, including mindset, leadership, marketing, and more. If you're ready for inspiration, insights, and actionable takeaways for your life and business your way, let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to another episode. First of all, if I sound a little bit more chilled, more mellow in this episode, it's because I am. I am chilling on my armchair. It's a Sunday night, and I just really felt called to record this now, and I'm going to put it live. I literally just announced on my stories that this is going live in 2 days. So I wanted it to be as in real life as possible, real time, real life, just being honest with you. And I wanted to do it without major notes, without, you know, all of these things. I just wanted to be honest with you about what's happening with me. First, life update. I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast before, but we're moving to Italy. Our entire family is moving to Italy. And this is very last minute, and we're moving in. Wait a second, I have a thing on my MacBook, on my desktop. We're moving in 41 days. So 40 days, basically, because I told you, it's evening already. We're moving to Italy in 40 days, and we are buying a house, cash. So at the moment, I'm solo parenting because my partner has gone to Italy, he's Italian, to try and sort out a house for us, a car for us, and look at things. It's a little bit crazy. It's an adventure. I'm excited about it. Am I a little bit scared? Yes, of course that I am. It's going to be a huge change, but we actually almost moved to Italy the month that I got pregnant. We were going to rent at a time, not buy. And it just feels right that now, just like 2 years later, we're actually doing it. And yeah, so that's what's happening outside business and everything else. And anyway, my point with that is that a lot is happening. And I have to be honest with you, I am actually in awe of Bold in Business and the community that we have built over the last almost 4 months. Can you believe Bold in Business as a brand has only been around for less than 4 months? But as I was going through these 4 months, one of the things that I have learned since becoming a mom is actually listening to my intuition a lot more. And there was something inside me that was trying to tell me something, and I tried to ignore it, thinking, oh, you know, it's just like early days, feelings and thoughts. But there was a voice inside me that kept telling me, people are coming to Bold in Business for you. Can't you see? People are buying because of you. Every time someone has bought from Bold in Business, I mean, I've had people that have bought, they haven't told me why they bought, but obviously all the people that have invested in themselves in Bold in Business have messaged me because they resonate with something that I'm talking about. They resonate with life first business. They resonate with how I do content or how I talk about sales or how I view business in general or life or motherhood. People buy from people. It's something that I talk about a lot. So I decided to make a change. I just realized that I was going to do this whole announcement. I didn't even tell you. The big change that I'm announcing to you today is that Bold in Business will continue to exist as is. However, I'm going to go back to being Claudia Manjak online in terms of my online brand. I'm going to do everything from my personal brand. Bold in Business will stay here as the name of my business, as the name of my podcast, an Instagram account that is going to be for the podcast. So you're going to get a lot more actual content around the podcast. But I want to go back to my roots, which is who I actually am, which is Claudia Manjak. This is me. I don't want to hide behind the brand name. And then, again, going back to the conversation that I was having with myself around the intuition and all that, I had to ask myself, why did I want to start this? And honestly, the reality is that I wanted a brand that didn't have my face on it. I wanted a brand that I didn't have to be there for 100% of the time because it didn't require me. I wanted to put some distance between me and the business. But then, here's the reality. When I started Bold in Business, which is almost 4 months ago, the idea of a life-first business was almost like sitting on the top of the tip of my tongue. Like, it was there, but I didn't know what it was going to be. And then about 3 weeks after starting the business, it came to me. Like, it literally came to me. I don't even know how. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. A life first business. This is my tagline. This is what I'm about. This is my mission. I was finally able to put everything that I've always talked about. Like, I literally went back to a freebie that I did at the end of 2019 when I had been in business for 2 months. And basically all the concepts were around that. around, like, you know, finding your version of success, doing things your way, not being exhausted by your business. But anyway, the point is, I found Life First Business. And when that happened, there was a shift inside my brain where I was like, this was freaking it. Like, I just knew that that was the thing for me. And the response has been incredible. So many women that are in my world have resonated with this so much. So many people that I've never talked to before, that did not know that I had a whole ass business before starting Bolder Business, have come to me saying, oh my God, this is literally what I want, a life-first business. Because I know that you want a flexible lifestyle. I know that you want a freedom-based business. So a life-first business. And when that came to me, I kind of decided to ignore it for a bit. But the reality is that, how am I meant to show you the ins and outs of my life first business without showing you my life first business? Because the truth is, there used to be a time when all I really shared and thought about and did was business. My life was my business, especially during the pandemic. Like, I would share my daily to-do lists, I would always have my clients, I had a million calls, I was booked up constantly with so many calls, so many things. I was just always on. And that way, it felt quite easy to share a lot of business things because that was all that was ever on my mind. But now, my business is one, more chilled. I work 12 to 15 hours, maybe 20 hours on like a super busy week. And also it's more passive as well. I don't really take on one-to-one clients anymore unless it's like a special situation. And the reality is that I live a lot more life. I think about so much more than my business on a daily basis. And I want to share that. And I want to share that from my personal brand because I am Claudia. So Bolder Business is going to continue to exist as my podcast, especially. And it's going to be the brand of the podcast because I want to go hard on the podcast. I love this podcast. I feel like the guest conversations that we're having are blowing my mind. And I have so many more people that I want to interview. There might be a slowdown in podcast guesting for a little bit while I'm moving. So you might get more solo episodes. And I want to do a mix of more sharing things that come to me, you know, riffs on different topics, but also like more educational things. Because I feel like so many people think that it has to be more complex than it is. And I want to simplify it for you. And speaking of that, did you go and listen to my free series on sustainable sales? If not, there are 5 episodes in there. They're around 10 minutes each. Just go listen to them. Very educational. But anyway, my point is that I want to share that side of me. And this is how I do business. So why wouldn't the way in which I put myself out there be the same? Like I said, I think about a lot more than my business. I think a lot about motherhood and raising children and the next generation. I think about everything that womanhood means. I love cycle syncing. I love talking about our health and our body. I love talking about mindset and thinking about mindset. I think a lot about the industry and being ethical in business, and especially in the online business space, online mentors and all these things. There's so much in there that I think about. I think about fashion. I think about travel. What about buy a house? I'm going to be going like knees deep into a full renovation project. Like, I'm talking a very intense one. There's so much that I want to share. And the reality is, like, I don't know about you. Like, I would love for you to send me a voice note, send me a DM, send me an email, whatever is easy for you. But I'm not that attracted to quote unquote business content. Like, people who literally just like share tips and hacks and they're just always about business. Like, I still invest in business, don't get me wrong. But the content that I consume is very, very different. And I, of course, that I like to see someone's perspective on business. But when it comes to what they put out there, 9 out of 10 times, I connect with a human. Whether it's something on a personal level, in terms of, you know, something that we have in common. For example, like, you know, they're a mom, or they live in the same country as me, or they like the same kind of stuff, or she lives a similar lifestyle to what I want. You know, that's one thing. Or maybe it's just like their vibe. Like, I want to see, a very important thing for me is how people live their life outside their business. Because if you're sitting over here being quote-unquote successful and making money, but you have a team of 10 people and you're constantly like in your DMs, on calls, constantly on, constantly talking to your team, you invest like 10k a month in ads and all of these things, I'm not really that interested. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Ads are great. But I'm trying to portray a very dramatic picture here of someone who basically is like constantly hustling. I don't really want that in terms of someone that I'm looking up to. I want to understand what they're about outside their business, because I want to connect with a human behind the brand. And when it comes to content as well, I really do enjoy more lifestyle content. Content that gives me a fuller picture. That's not to say, again, that I think business owners should be influencers, because there is a very big difference. But I do think that embodiment is very, very important. And if, for example, I go to someone and they tell me they're all about, say, a life-first business, but all I really see on their feed, emails, podcast, Instagram stories, TikTok, what else is there? Facebook group lives, is that they go hard just talking about business constantly, and I cannot really get the vibe that they're actually like living a life-first business, then I don't really like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's not really about the information, like how much information you can spit up. It's very much around like who you are. And for me, I just had literally this week, like I'm told you, I'm recording this on a Sunday evening. This decision I made on Wednesday, I think. So this is the difference between me a few years back and me now. This is the kind of decision that would have literally, to say that it would have thrown a spanner in the works is an understatement. It would have paralyzed me with fear. It would have paralyzed me with thinking, oh my God, everyone's going to think that I'm so flaky, that I cannot stick to something. No one's going to trust me. How are people ever going to take me seriously? Like, just really negative thoughts. Because I didn't fully trust my intuition. I didn't fully trust that I'm going to figure out anything that comes my way. I mean, I did believe that, but I think I know I say this word a lot at the moment, I hadn't fully embodied it in my body. I wasn't really the woman and the entrepreneur that I am now. It's just as simple as that. But it kind of, like I said, I wanted to document these thoughts today, because in the future, I want to be able to listen back to this episode selfishly, even if, like, I don't care if 5 or 500 people or 5,000 people listen to this episode. But I'm recording it for me selfishly, and also for the person who is currently sitting there listening to this and thinking, that's bold. I want to do something like that. Because I think there are too many women who have these thoughts and these ideas and these nudges behind the scenes, but they don't take fully action on them because they're just afraid. And I just want to show you that it's okay. Because my goal is to lead you to a business and a life where you can be like fully, 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 your fully expressed self. Because the whole point is that you get to be the most real version of yourself in your business. You don't have to hide in your business. You don't have to hide from your audience. Your people are going to get you and they're going to appreciate it. They're going to love the fact that you're so open. And I know that my people, you are listening right now to this and thinking, okay, that's very interesting. So I wanted to share it with you, not with any like strategic idea behind it, or I didn't want to make a drama about it. I didn't want to make a huge deal and like these millions of announcements and this big hype and all these things. Honestly, I don't want that, because it's not how it feels. This decision, the minute that it came to me, I was just like, okay, sure, no problem. It's almost like someone inside me was like, yes, this is how you should do it. And it just felt so grounded and so logical to me that I was like, I almost was like, I don't even need to announce it. Why should I announce it? It's just something that I feel is right. And that's why I'm doing it. So from now on, please follow me on Claudia Manjak, the account on Instagram. That's where I'm going to be. By the way, I still don't use TikTok, like at all. Do you use TikTok? It's something that has been on my list for a while. Not in terms of personal use, because believe me, between Instagram and using WhatsApp, I'm constantly on my phone, so I don't want that. But I've been thinking about using it for business, but at the moment, I'm only on Instagram. So come follow me on Instagram, we're gonna have a good time, and my goal is to truly show you how, one, I run a life-first business, where I don't have to feel like I have to hide the life part of it, because I feel so pulled so often to share parts of my life, but then I think, but who's gonna care? This is bold in business. I shouldn't be sharing that. But then obviously I have an account that is personal, but then on there, I at the moment didn't really have a clear plan on what I was going to do with my personal brand. Because one of my things is that I'm very multi-passionate, and in the future, I know that I'm going to own quite a few other businesses. And I have a couple of projects that I'm slowly working on. I'm talking like they probably won't be launched for at least like 1 to 2 years. But I was like, oh, I want to have this personal brand where I get to share all the different businesses that I'm working on, all my different projects. And now I'm kind of like, I'm going to do that. Because again, having a life-first business means that you have a business that allows you to work on multiple things if that's your desire. It means that you have a business where you don't have to just be working on the business 24/7. And I want to show you that. I want you to be the embodiment of that. And also, I want to allow myself to show you business, but from a different perspective, from a much deeper perspective. So yeah, that's it. That's what I wanted to come to you today with. I'm hoping it was an interesting episode for you. I would appreciate it if you send me a message. I'm curious what you think. If you have any thoughts, if you have any questions, I actually think I'm going to record a separate episode all about running a business as a personal brand versus behind a brand, like an actual logo. Because previously, my first business in the beauty industry was also behind a brand. It wasn't my personal brand. So I'm thinking about recording an episode on that, but let me know if you have any questions. Send me a DM, share it if you found it interesting, and I will speak to you next week. Bye! You've been listening to Bold in Business. If today's episode sparks something for you, share it with your audience or a friend who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review because it really helps us to spread the message further. Check out the show notes for more ways to connect and all the details. And until next time, stay bold.